the space is amazing, and it is kind of, you know, gives you that, wow, big city feel. But I hope people realize that everyone is welcome to come to this space. I want people to come in and see things and experience art. And it doesn't always have to be, I like it. Sometimes it's thought-provoking. Sometimes it's disturbing. It makes you think something. It might start a conversation. It might open your eyes to a new opinion or a new attitude. So I want people to come into a space and feel like, just experience it and feel what they feel and not worry about being judged. We're not looking for people to say, yes, that's beautiful. We're looking for people to come in. The artists are trying to communicate to us. They're trying to tell a story. And it's not always obvious right away. Mm-hmm. And each person's going to take a different piece away from that. So I think that's important, and I think it's important in our lives. And I think I don't want people to be afraid of it. I want it to be approachable.
That's Lori Forche-Donnet. She's Executive Director of the Watermark Art Center in downtown Bemidji. Watermark Art Center has a brand new home that will serve the Bemidji region in new and exciting ways. She talked about how it all happened.
And we had large groups of focus groups. We had a building committee. We had people in those building committees, and then the capital campaign committee and our board bringing ideas to the table saying, what if? It's kind of funny because you get it set in your head. Okay, this is where it's going to be and this is how it's going to flow. And then things start to happen. One of the other things that happened is we have a gallery with BSU. That was not part of the original design. Uh-huh. So when BSU heard about what we were doing, they wanted to meet and talk about how they could be part of that. And so a conversation started happening with BSU, so suddenly we had another gallery. The other piece, early on, the pieces were we needed more than one gallery, but we were planning on a couple galleries plus one specific space dedicated to Native American art.
Right.
Although we've worked with Indigenous artists, we've only done it on occasion because we only had one space. The amount of work or the wealth of artistic work in our Indigenous community is so huge, we could show forever and never tap it all. And so there was the need for that space. And then there was the need for the space that we had been using for our current programming. And then there was the need for more space for that. And then BSU said, hey, we've got these two collections. So suddenly we go from a couple to three galleries thinking that's great. We have a little extra space. Maybe this can go here. We'll just wait and see. To we've got four galleries. And that's what you're going to see. And it's absolutely amazing. Part of why it took a little longer as well. At one point, we added additional property. So when we first had purchased the property, the design for the building was faced north only. Once we purchased that property and opened that up on the south side to create the green space, we had to redesign the building. It gave the building two front doors, in effect, as opposed to one. We have a education room that's almost 1,000 square feet. Sinks, cupboards, there's a storage space, there's a screen. We can get messy. We can do workshops. We can do all sorts of things. And so the ability for youth and adult to come in, look at exhibits, then go into that classroom and create art, be inspired by what artists are doing, and then be able to go work on something of their own, is that just makes me very giddy. I'm really excited about that. And the ability for us to create programming or schools to use us for programming, that kind of thing, it'll be a great resource for a lot of people.
How big is it?
We're just a little over 10,000 square feet, and that's including our shipping and receiving and storage. We have, along with BSU, the gallery at BSU and their tenant, we also have Region 2 Arts Council as a tenant, so we're glad to have them in our house again. They shared space with us over at the Carnegie, and although they are specific to artists and arts organizations, they want to have high profile in the community, and I think it's important for the community to know what they're doing. They support us and so many other arts organizations and individual artists. It's just amazing. So they're a pretty active group, and so they have a lot of people coming to their space too. So having them as a partner again is great.
Yeah.
Although Watermark is a visual arts space, we do spoken word, we do a lot of literary stuff. We'll have music in the space. You know, we're not going to be a performing arts location or anything like that, but again, collaborating, we've got these green spaces that we're excited to use. So what I think it shows is it's reflective of what the community, how the community values the arts in our community. it's a very visible sign, along with the sculpture walk, along with our symphony, along with our chorale and other music groups, along with the community and Paul Bunyan Theater, all of those things, all of those groups. It's such a lively arts community, and I think this is just another way to put that out there, kind of on the front door when people come in.
Yeah. I'm talking with Lori Forche-Dene. She is the executive director at the Watermark Art Center in Bemidji. Watermark is having its grand opening of its new facility this weekend. Whose shows are up first?
So it's kind of fun. The Mekonon, let's start there. The Mekonon Gallery has a juried show. And so we worked with Karen Goulet, our program director for the Mekonon, worked with Laura Youngbird from the Plains Art Museum to jury an exhibit. So we did a call for art. And that's an exciting show because it has regional artists from the area, and it has national artists, and it has some international work. So it's going to be a mix, and it's a mix. There's contemporary and traditional work. So the Mekonon, actually, that exhibit also flows out into part of the Lakeview Gallery. So the Lakeview Gallery, when you first get to the Watermark, the first space you see is the Lakeview Gallery, and that's that long hallway looking out towards the lake. The first section of that is Terry Garrett, and he's a mixed media collage artist. And so he's got some of his mono prints, and he's got some of his collage pieces, and it's beautiful work. So that's the first piece that you'll see. Then you'll flow into the halfway down the hallway, or the Lakeview Gallery. You'll run into the Mekonon on your left, and then BSU Gallery is on your right. The BSU Gallery is doing an exhibit. Their space is the Harlow Cleven Gallery. And the Harlow Cleven collections, there are two collections, Margaret Harlow Ceramics and Lily M. Cleven Print Collection. These are two graduates of BSU. I think they graduated maybe in the, I'm wondering if it was in the 70s or maybe earlier. And they were collectors, and they donated their collections to the university. So they're teaching collections, and they're mostly used on campus. Some pieces, I think, have gone out for maybe loan to museums or other galleries for exhibit, but for the most part, it stays on campus. We've seen some of the work from the Harlow Collection because it's ceramics, and that's connected to Arts Only Clay event that we do, our national show every year. So we are very familiar with that. Amazing pieces. And then the print collection, I've seen some of those pieces, but it's amazing. It adds a whole different level of work for the community to see. This is something that you would see in a museum. There's historic pieces in there. It's a millions of dollars worth of art that the university owns. And for them to be able to share that with the community is a huge gift, I think. And so for the first exhibit, it's probably going to be up for more than 2 months, just because they're trying to introduce people to the gallery. Information about both of the women, Margaret and Lily. There's actually a piece of work by each of them. So they collected what they were interested in. And then there's other pieces. So there's going to be pieces up from some key pieces from the collection so people can get a sense of what's there. And then over time, we'll be changing the exhibits out. Sometimes it might be all print, all ceramic, not sure. And it will maybe play off of some of the work that we're doing. So we're excited about those opportunities to collaborate with the university. And then the final gallery is the large gallery that you do get to see as you drive by at night. That's the Marley and Sandy Call Gallery. So the Marley and Sandy Call Gallery is actually showing Marley's work. Mm-hmm. And it's a combination of real recent works and then pieces from collections and their own personal collection of his
huge,
work.
It's a huge exhibit.
It's a very huge exhibit. And that space is sort of a flexible space. So one of the things that we built into the Mekonon is in between the Mekonon and the Call Gallery is a pocket door. So there are going to be times where we might have exhibits kind of expand from the Mekonon out into the Call Gallery. And or they can go into the Lakeview like we did. But there's also the opportunity for us to take the Call Gallery and break it up into smaller spaces. So sometimes there'll be one exhibit in the Call Gallery. Sometimes there might be more than one. So a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, that's wonderful that was built into the design of the building.
Yes, yeah. It's a large space, and so some of our artists have a hard time filling that. Their work might be smaller, more intimate, so you want to be able to create an intimate space. And the one thing about this, what I find interesting about the gallery is when you're in there, it is large, it's open. So the galleries are all open up to the ceiling. So you can see all the deck, the steel supports going across. So it's very open, everything's white. It's a big space, but it still feels cozy in there. Mm-hmm. It still feels very intimate.
That's great. Why were you so passionate about getting this new facility built and bringing this asset to our community?
I think, one, I can't help myself.
You're a big thinker.
I am.
You are.
I think it was because it was a response to what we were hearing. It was a response to what the community wants, or a lot of people in the community. And it's everywhere for that, the employer that's trying to, you know, attract new people to the community, adding to that quality of life. I think it's an important economic driver as far as the arts industry in our community. Again, I think it was important for us to say this is how much we appreciate the visual arts. This is how much we appreciate the arts, period, in our community. And again, it was the ability to serve people who are looking to be creative. I think it's something we need. I think arts are important to everyone. A lot of people will say things like, I'm not very artsy.
We hear it all the time.
Yeah. And I think I often ask people, well, did you have your radio on this morning when you drove in? Did you listen to music? Did you sing along? Do you have things, pictures hanging on your wall? Do you read books? Do you watch movies? All of those are art. Mm-hmm. All of those were created by someone. We're surrounded, the clothing we're wearing, the jewelry, the way we decide, the eyeglasses, everything that we do is touched by someone who's creative. We all need this. We all need it in different ways. We all appreciate it in different ways. And so I hope it's a broader experience, and that's why it's so exciting what's happening with the BSU Gallery, the Call Gallery, the Lakeview, and Mekonon. Even if one of those exhibits is down because we're doing a new install, there's going to be more to see. Before, we would have to basically take an exhibit down on a Monday or a Sunday, Monday, and have the new one going up and nothing for people to look at until Friday, first Friday. So it allows us to have something for, you know, everyone at any time. They can always stop by. And then, yeah, it allows you to just come in and walk through. It's a big space, experience the art. And enjoy it, hopefully.
Yeah. That's Lori Forche-Donne talking about the brand new Watermark Art Center in downtown Bemidji. The new facility opens this weekend. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.